Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Product Marketing Insider podcast, which is brought to you by Product Marketing Alliance. My name's Bryony Pierce, and I'm the content manager here at PMA. This week's podcast is sponsored by the Product Marketing Festival. For those of you who haven't heard about it yet, it'll be coming to a screen near you between June 8th and June 14th, and will be featuring headline acts from companies like Amazon, Uber, Adobe, and Facebook, talking about everything from research all the way through to optimization. To get your ticket, just head over to the site, festival.productmarketingalliance.com. To help establish and elevate the role of product marketing, we're on a mission to speak to 50 PMMs and pick their brains on everything from their journey into the industry, which teams they interact with most, what skills they believe are critical for the role, and a whole load more. To do just that, with me today is Virginia Diego, a senior product marketing manager over at Carto. So, let's get stuck right in. Welcome to the show, Virginia. Could I get you to kick off by giving everyone a bit of an intro into you, your role, and then Carto?
Yeah, sure. Hi, everyone. My name is Virginia Diego. I'm currently leading product marketing at Carto. We are a SaaS startup with main offices in New York City and Madrid, and I'm based in Madrid. And basically, we enable companies to use location data by bringing that into modern data science so that they can make smarter decisions.
And how long have you been there for?
So I joined this year, so it's been less than a year. I made the shift from a big corporate financial services environment to a tech startup.
And how did you find that shift? Do you enjoy it more on this side of the fence or...?
I'm really enjoying it, but definitely the pace is very different. I feel product marketing roles in general are, you know, they are quite fast paced in general. Mm-hmm. But the change from that change to a tech startup is definitely speed is definitely the thing that that wowed me a little bit more.
And then when you came into the role that you're currently in now, was there already quite an established product marketing team set up, or was that quite a new function in the business?
No, so it's actually, there was product marketing in the past, but it had been a while without anyone doing product marketing, so lots of gaps to fill in. And I started over as a one-person PMM team for now. So that has been also quite... quite interesting challenge.
I can imagine. And then kind of going back to the start of your product marketing career, what made you want to get into product marketing and how did you first get into the role?
That's a good question because I feel like in product marketing, you don't necessarily have a set career path where you start in product marketing and then you keep growing into product marketing. So I didn't start in product marketing. My first job was actually in sales. I wasn't doing direct sales, but I was doing lots of sales enablement and some marketing as well. And I soon realized that that wasn't for me. But I quite liked the client facing aspect of it and really being able to directly see the impact of your work in terms of business results. Mm-hmm. I not that I knew that product marketing existed at that point, but then I moved to it was a kind of client marketing type of role. Mm-hmm. And I was within a product team, and to be honest, even at that point, we were not saying it was product marketing, but I was doing product marketing functions overall. So then I just started from there and started to go into product marketing and to do more things. Mm-hmm. But it really started as not really knowing what I was getting into.
I think that's the same for a lot of people. It's the impression I'm getting from this podcast. And do you think as well, so you say you've been in sales, client and marketing type roles. Would you say that's helped you now that you're in the product marketing role, having known what it's like to be in these other departments that you now work so closely with?
Absolutely, 100%. Because one of the key things as a product marketing person that you need to be able to do is to understand and to really be empathetic to the people that you work with. So understanding the, you know, the pain, the pressure to hit quota, for example, from a sales point of view. I also did product for a while. So, okay, I kind of took a little bit of, you know, each one of the main areas. And I feel that that really, really helps, to work better with teams and to understand where they're coming from and to understand what the pain points are, what they're measured against. To me, that has made a huge difference.
Yeah, for sure. And how long have you been in product marketing for now?
In product marketing, about 4 years.
Okay, cool. And then you mentioned you're at a financial services company for the tech startup you're at now. Prior to that, what did your career path look like in terms of companies?
Always in big financial services companies, which is a bit more drastic. Yeah, I mean, I've always worked with SaaS products, with data products, but in the financial investment industry. Mm-hmm. And now I'm in the kind of spatial analysis, big data space.
Yeah.
So there's part of it that kind of makes sense because working with SaaS business models and data, and that there is some relationship there, but obviously it's a very different spaces.
Yeah. And is that something you kind of fell into as well? So when you were previously kind of consistently at these financial services companies, that's something you wanted to get into, or do you just kind of fall into that kind of path?
I think it was a bit by accident. It's not that I said, oh, I want to do financial services and only financial services, but my academic background, it was mainly marketing, but then I had this strange mix of marketing and finance. So I did my master's degree on customer-based corporate valuation, which basically means you take a marketing metric, which is lifetime value, and you put that into financial models. So I was seeing, the both worlds, the financial aspects and then the marketing aspects. So it just made sense for me to, to go into that type of role in the financial services space. But my main interest was always, even if it was financial services, but it was still a tech product, but for that industry. Yeah. I was also very, very interested in data. And in, the whole tech scene. Mm-hmm. So it happened a little bit by accident, and then I enjoyed it a lot. Yeah. So I just was there for a while.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like just by chance as well, as you're talking through your kind of education and then your previous roles, just kind of accidentally all your previous history seems to have just amalgamated to be kind of, not, I know this is such a thing, a perfect path, but it just seems to have added up to nicely lead you into product marketing.
Yeah, and I feel that's the way, right? Because there isn't, it's not the type of role that you know exactly what you need to do. It's a very custom type of journey. But definitely for me, that that mix of marketing and finance and business and then sales and marketing and a bit of product, that's definitely all that mix, I guess, made sense for me personally. Yeah.
Well, I guess as well, product marketing is so different at every company as well, isn't it? So you can't, if you go from, from your financial services company to the tech startup you're at now, how different were the roles?
It is. That's very true. Definition is can be very different. And I mean, I feel sometimes, the field of product marketing is not really defined. So in some cases, you're actually doing product marketing, but it's not being called product marketing. And I feel the same thing kind of happens with product management as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the main difference is that, for example, in my previous product marketing role at a financial services company, I reported into product, mm-hmm. and now I report into marketing. Okay. So that's the first change there.
And do you have a preference between the two there?
I don't have a very strong preference. I think it really depends on the type of company you're working for, and really depends on the type of product team you have. So if you have a product team that is very business focused and that has, P&L type of objectives, then why not? I think it makes sense to have product marketing with product. But if you have a product team, you know, more of an engineering-led type of organization, mm-hmm. and, you know, it probably makes more sense to sit with marketing. I think as the product marketer should go where the business goals are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then in terms of a standard day in your role, I don't know, 2 days are sort of the same, but is there anything that does kind of like replicate day to day? Like, for example, in the mornings, are you always looking at certain numbers or do you have certain meetings? Is there any similarities between any given day for you?
I guess there isn't, you know, there isn't a standard day. It's I have a, and I quite like it. I have a very mixed set of things, but mm-hmm. I would say meetings definitely. They take up a lot of time when you need to coordinate with you know, multiple teams with multiple stakeholders. It just they just need to happen. So I guess mm-hmm. that would be something in common. And then yeah, lots of meetings, lots of talking to people as well to understand, you know, different perspectives mm-hmm. and different insights. I think that would be another one. But then, it can be very different, and that's one of the, you know, that's one of the good things about this role from my perspective, is that you get to wear very different hats and to use different skill sets mm-hmm. throughout the same week. Yeah. And that's something that's really cool.
Yeah, for sure. And then in terms of teams outside of like directly product marketing, like sales, operations, that kind of thing, which teams would you say you have most contact with on a day-to-day basis? And what are your relationships with those teams like?
So I talk to product a lot, spend a lot of time with product. Then, I mean, definitely not only sales, but depending on, you know, what the organization looks like. But for example, I have a customer success team that I interact a lot with as well. Then, you know, people that are doing pre-sales or for some projects, even more technical stakeholders, development teams. Mm-hmm. But I would say the top one for me right now is product.
Okay, cool. And then in terms of your direct system, so you said you're a product marketing team of one, is that right? So how do you, I guess, can you lean on product and marketing quite a lot? If you're, for example, if you've got like so many meetings in a day and every meeting has an output, how do you get around to getting everything done?
That's the question, right? Prioritizing is yeah. really, really key. And the good thing when you're a team of one and you have a very, you know, a very active product, because it's not like if you're in a, you know, in a larger company and you're in a more mature state, but in a startup where you're constantly shipping new functionality, prioritizing is absolutely essential. So mm-hmm. you just cut off everything that isn't essential. You focus on those things and you try to move. I always ask myself two questions. One is this going to provide value for my customers? And mm-hmm. is this going to provide value for my business? And if the answer, you know, if I don't have two yeses, then I don't do it. Mm-hmm. That's the rule.
And is that something, I know sometimes it takes, I say a skill, I don't know if skill is the right word, but saying no sometimes can be hard, isn't it? Is that something you have to work on as you get into the role? Is that something you find quite easy to do, or...?
Oh no, it's absolutely not easy, and especially when you're new to a company, it's really hard to, you know, you want to start with a good foot, so it's just quite hard to say no. But it's also important, I think, mm-hmm. Not only for prioritization, but also because at the end of the day, you need to build trust, and you know, your people you work with need to understand what you're doing and why you're doing it. Mm-hmm. So kind of sell a bit that vision of why isn't this important? Why we shouldn't be doing it? Yeah. I think that goes a long way, and it's important to do it from the beginning, yeah. so that you can, yeah, just establish that trust and position yourself also as someone who, like, okay, I know what I'm doing. this is why this is a yes. This is why this is a no.
Okay, that's good. And then in terms of KPIs, what do they look like for you, and what are you measured on?
In my, well, since I'm in marketing, I share goals with the broader marketing team, which I think is positive, because it really ensures that alignment. And especially because as a product marketer, very often you're feeding, you know, the work you're doing, it's feeding through other marketing areas. So for example, positioning is going to affect demand generation, for example. So it's MQLs, and the overall revenue contribution.
Okay, cool.
It's a good, I think it's a good way of thinking about it, because it really helps you, again, do that exercise of how is my work impacting this.
Yeah. And then, how do these KPIs compare to the KPIs I had in your previous role when you reported to product?
They're actually similar, because it was a very business focused product organization. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was mentioning, if you have P&L in product, then you know it surely makes sense. Yeah. But if you don't, as a PMM, you can't be measured against, I don't know, changing the infrastructure from one place to another or something that is very technical.
Makes sense. And then next up, what would you say the top three skills are that have helped you as a product marketer?
Stakeholder management, definitely a key one. And that's kind of a mix of both communication and leadership. Mm-hmm. As a product marketer, you spend a lot of time influencing other people without having formal authority over them. Mm-hmm. So to be able to succeed, being at the intersection of so many different functions, you need to be able to lead, to inspire people, mm-hmm. And to get everyone pushing in the same direction. And it also means speaking their language. So really understanding, mm-hmm. Where they're coming from, what they're measured against, and having that empathy. Then I would say, second one, having a mix of experiences. I think this type of career path where you start, I started in kind of sales and then moved to product marketing, that has helped me a lot, because I had direct exposure to sales, to product, to broader market, and that's made a huge difference for me. Mm-hmm. Because I can be more empathetic and just overall more effective when working with different groups. Because again, if you feel your colleagues' pain and what they're trying to do, is just that much easier. And I think a third one is also being quite numerate and analytical. So understanding the financial aspects of the business. Especially when you're doing pricing, for example, as one of the functions of product marketing, and really being able to see how the different things that you do as a company will impact those numbers, being able to understand that and to adapt thinking about financial results. Mm-hmm. And the other side, being analytical in the sense of being able to work with data and to be able to use data to help you build a story. Because, sometimes you'll do customer validation and people will tell you one thing, but you have the whole picture, you actually need to see what they do, for example, with the product. So you need to complete that with data. And I feel being able to, feel very comfortable working with numbers and with data has also helped me a lot.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. And then in terms of the analytics and data side of things, do you have any go-to tools that you use that you'd recommend to others?
I think Google Analytics is a basic that you just need to be fairly fluent on, or other similar tools. I'm trying to think if there's another. There are all sorts of product analytics tools, as well as I've used lots of in-house stuff as well. I think. No matter the tool you use, it's more having the habit and having the process to really embed that into your decision making. So if you're planning to launch a product feature, think about doing it, looking at the usage data, for example, and adapting and having different having different streams depending on, you know, on how people adopt a feature. So more than the tool, to me, is also the mindset of always factoring that in and always working around it and always bringing it to your decision making.
Okay, awesome. And then next up, would you say there's a lot of crossover between what you do and what a product manager does at your current company?
I think so. There can be. Both roles, I think, product management now has a bit more definition, but, you know, nothing is set in stone. So especially depending on if you look at different companies, different cultures, you're probably going to find, I've seen product managers that have, you know, product marketing functions in their role and vice versa.
Yeah.
So I think in my current job that there isn't that much overlap, mainly because, you know, you need to define those things in a company. But overall, for sure. I've seen product marketers doing part-time product management and the other way around.
Okay, cool. And then in terms of the process of introducing and influencing new products or features, what does that look like at your company?
So one of the things that I really wanted to get right when I joined was process, right? It's not the, you know, I guess not the most interesting thing as a product marketer, but you really need to get something going. So I'm constantly, as I was mentioning, I constantly talk to product. I spend a lot of time with product managers. So I know about what's coming when it's, you know, before it goes into the roadmap, which is, I guess, a separate conversation. But and then once something is in the roadmap, then we start to work together and say, okay, what is this going to look like? And start to plan. I personally don't like the idea of product marketing just getting in at the very end when we're about to go out, but actually feeding into the product feature definition and into the roadmap from very, very, very early on. And for that process is really important, just to know that, you know, so that they know, oh, I'm coming up with a new feature, I need to make sure that I involve product marketing. And usually, actually, that should be, you kind of work together in that step. So that you also avoid surprises of having features that are not marketable and things like that.
And then, so you mentioned you have oversight into new products or features before they get onto the roadmap. Is that something you've had at previous companies as well, or is that very specific to your current setup?
I guess to a different extent, mainly because of scale, because of size. In bigger companies, you tend to work on smaller pieces of the product, while in smaller startups, you oversee a much broader the entire product suite. So I definitely I see everything. I have to know what's going on everywhere.
Yeah.
So that's a key difference. But I think a healthy relationship between product marketing and product, obviously there will always be something. Some features will come from very specific customer feedback or from some other places. Mm-hmm. But product marketing should be one of the sources that product managers look at to come up with those features.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And I think that's probably every product marketer's dream. I think everyone would like to be brought in at this stage, but unfortunately I get the impression some people just don't have that luxury, which is,
you have to try and get there. There's no perfect way of doing it, but having, just having the right processes and making sure that the right conversations happen from the beginning it's just really, really important.
Yeah. So if possible, could you give any sort of insight into like these conversations that you had to solidify these kind of processes? Like, how did they, like, what did you say to kind of get that buy-in and get people to understand the necessity to have product marketing in at that stage?
I guess, I don't have the perfect answer to that. I'm definitely still working on that, but I feel you. Well, first you have to insist. If you say something once and you know nothing, you know anything happens, you just try again. With a slightly different approach. But I think beyond what you say, first it's important to get the right support in the company. That's something that when going into a role, you really need to assess, like who's supporting this role. Do they see the value product marketing can bring? To me, that's a basic. Because if you don't have that, it doesn't matter what you say. It's just you're not going to have that type of impact. If you have that, then good. but I feel you also need to show some of that value, right? So you need to show what you can bring to the process. So from product marketing, what can you do? So you can bring competitive intelligence. You can bring if you have a engineering-led product organization, you can bring some of that business focus, right, and understanding what it means for the business overall, helping them get there. In terms of pricing, you can also bring that from the beginning and start to think about that too, as well as the customer perspective. So there's a lot really that as product marketers we can bring to the table. So you just need to be very good communicating that. It's it's almost like positioning your own role internally in a way that people say, okay, I actually they say, I need to get product marketing involved because of all of this. And good relationships as well, not only with your product team, but sitting at the intersection between so many different teams, client facing teams, product. That's a very powerful position to also bring insights into product development process, and you need to be able to articulate that.
Yeah. Okay, that's awesome. That's really interesting. Thanks.
It's not easy.
I can imagine. It's a skill in itself. Okay, for the ultimate question, in your opinion, what, if anything, needs to change about product marketing?
I think product marketing needs to, get taken more seriously. Lots of companies, and depending on who you talk to, a lot of people see product marketing as that communication end. Let's ship this product and product marketing will make it look pretty. And that's it. I think it needs to be seen more as a strategic function. Good product marketers have a very unique set of skills, being able to navigate all of those different groups and, having that. It's a very interesting skill set. So I think companies should get smarter about using that and just giving it the strategic way it has. And that would also mean in terms of investment. I mean, all product marketers I know are extremely overworked. The ratio sometimes with product managers can be, a 1-to-4, a 1-to-5. And that's crazy. You're not using the full power of product marketing. You're not using it to the fullest if you have one product marketer for 4 product managers or for 5 or 6 or something like that.
Yeah.
So also investment in building those teams and really reinforcing different functions within product marketing.
Yep.
Because it's not just one single role, but you can have product marketers that are more focused on market research. You can have product marketers more focused on onboarding. It really depends on the needs of your business, but you need to have headcount in the first place.
Yeah.
Because if not, it's just really hard to make all of that happen.
Yeah, for sure. And then finally, if there were any new or aspiring product marketers listening to this podcast right now, what would your advice to them be?
My advice would be not to worry too much about the about career paths and about having product marketing in your job title, very, very early on, but more to build the kind of skills that are going to make you a strong product marketer. Even if that's not called product marketing in the beginning, you need to see what's the space you want to be in. And there are several ways of getting there. So I wouldn't worry about that. Just building that foundation and getting the right experiences. And another thing would be not to obsess over perfection, especially it's a type of role that if you try to go for 100% speed in a product launch, messaging, positioning, there's only so much you can do sitting in your, you know, in your company's building. Mm-hmm. That you just need to get it out there soon. So as soon as you have 80% of what you want to deliver, just deliver it. Yeah. And then you can iterate and have that approach and try and validate that with, you know, with real life, real people that will give you actionable feedback.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. And then I did say last question, but you just sparked another. So this is the last question, promise. In terms of getting kind of that real life feedback and speaking to customers, how often do you try and do that, and how do you kind of broach that contact?
Well, I think it's never enough, to be honest. I try to do it frequently. It obviously it changes from company to company, but I think as a product marketer, you should try at least a couple of times a month, like every couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. You should try and get some time with customers. Also depends on if you're in B2B, B2C, in B2B, that, you know, that's easier. Mm-hmm. Not extremely easy, but it's easier than in B2C. You can tag along to your existing sales meetings and things like that. But it's just really important that you have that, mm-hmm. and that you get that contact and really, you know, understand firsthand what the pain points are. Because yeah. otherwise you're just doing your thing and, you know, you're doing everything for the customer but without the customer, which doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, totally. Okay, awesome. Well, that one was the last question. thank you so much for your time today. It's been really interesting speaking to you.
Thank you.
For everyone still tuned in, thanks so much for listening, and if you enjoyed the podcast, please help us spread the word to other product marketers. Before we leave you to get on with your day, if you want to get involved, here are a few ways you can. If you're a product marketer and you want to come on the show to speak about your day, a specific topic, or just your role in general, that's one option. If you want to flex your podcast hosting skills, being a guest host is another. And finally, if you or your company want to sponsor an episode, there's a third. Thanks again, and have a great morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are.